A moving report from the Director of the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled by Jason Broughton. A photo appears on the page, the caption, Jason Broughton. From the editor. In this presentation, you will see many notes about laughter, cheering, and applause, but I have removed many of them because they occurred so often that at times they get in the way of the written message. It is clear that our librarian also has talent as a comic, so as you read this, appreciate the uplifting feeling that moved our audience. Here is what President Riccobono said to introduce our presenter.
We have just one more presentation this morning, and it is one that we always look forward to, and the individual presenting to us is at his first convention. The National Federation of the Blind has a long-standing relationship with the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled. After all, we're the customers. And we're really pleased to note that the new director of this important government program has made it a priority, has made the relationship with the National Federation of the Blind a priority. And so to continue that relationship. Prior to joining the Library of Congress in 2019, he became the first African-American to serve as Vermont's state librarian. For over a decade, he held numerous library roles in both South Carolina and Georgia, where he used his prior training as an educator to focus on such issues as workforce development and public outreach. I've had the opportunity to meet with him a number of times since he took the role, I think even during maybe his first week or so. And it was my first time getting to meet him in person. He's been here for a number of days. I think right before the presidential report he came up. So he's not just dipping in and dipping out. He's actually here to participate, here to speak to us from the Library of Congress is Jason Broughton. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading
Oh, how nice to be welcomed by that. How nice. Oh, a microphone is a deadly thing for me to have, because I like to talk. So just know that I hope to keep my things concise and informative and engaging. Well, good afternoon. My name is Jason Broughton, and I am the new director for the National Library Service for the Blind and Print Disabled. And some would say I am the new Karen Nellinger, who was the prior director, who I also know as well. If I had to use descriptive text to describe myself, for those who want to know, black male, bald-headed, 6'4", 225, and the body of a Greek god. That's what you just need to remember. Well, I did lie a bit. I'm only 6'1", the rest is true. All right. As I said, I bring you greetings from the Library of Congress, and with that, I'd like to thank you for having me here today. I and our deputy director, Jason Yasner, is also in attendance. So there are two Jasons at NLS. Thank you to President Mark Riccobono and to the NFB leadership for the invitation and the opportunity to talk about the importance of literacy, collaborative partnerships, and the National Library Service. Literacy begins with an understanding of one's world, which includes people, the environment, and daily activities. Providing people with meaningful, diverse, and robust library resources and collection helps to develop basic concepts and contributes to independence, as well as enhancing one's quality of life. As we know, literacy is more than just reading and writing. I grew up in a rural area in South Carolina, out in the boonies, known as Cross. In stating that, I loved learning, which meant I enjoy reading a lot. But that ran at odds sometimes with my parents and in the community, because when you read a lot, sometimes you think you know a lot. And I used to get some feedback, so you might have heard the following phrases as well if you enjoy reading. How can you learn so much yet know so little? Book sense is not common sense. And of course, my favorite that I heard on a show known as the Prairie Home Companion, to those people who think they know all of it, is especially annoying to those of us who do. Communication and literacy are interconnected. And what it does is when you have literary and literacy-rich environments, it supports people in being their best selves. It helps a person to grow. Right now, in the library world, the new sexy thing is, guess what? Accessibility. It's the talk of the town in libraries. With that, however, at NLS, we believe that accessibility should always be done at the beginning of a project or a process, not shoehorned in at the end. Accessibility leads to discoverability, which aids in literacy. Democracy depends on literate people navigating through the bureaucracy, dealing with the hypocrisy, being pushy about equality, ensuring there is diversity while keeping their curiosity. It's important. You have a lot of different choices, still not as many as I think a lot of you would like to have, but there are more, and amongst them is the National Library Service. So why choose us? Well, we celebrate our 91st year this year for being the library for the blind and print disabled. Thank you. I'm gonna list off a few things as an update to kind of let you know what we are doing to help with literacy and ensure we are hearing from you. With that, in collaboration, in conversation with NFB, we work together to discuss with the United States Postal Service what free matter for the blind should be when it comes to distribution and circulation of packages and parcels. With that, you should know that they have a report that will be coming out this month at some point discussing conversations and what they plan to do to improve free matter for the blind. Our deputy, Jason Yasna, however, said something interesting during the conversation that I think that all of you should know, and I want him to take credit for this if it makes it in the report. One of the things that became very unique is that in some cases, people did not realize that free matter for the blind is a first-class mail service. With that, the comment really, in a sense, was made, maybe we should change it from calling it free matter from the blind and calling it first-class matter for the blind. Because we all know you all are already first class. Other actions that we're doing, we are piloting Braille on demand, where you can be provided one Braille book a month. We are ensuring that our workforce at NLS within the Library of Congress is representative of the service population, and so we are still growing and also working on that. When it comes to our collection, we've started to modernize that through the Marrakesh Treaty. We now have over 2,800 new works on our Braille audio reading download, which you know as BARD. Thanks to you and many others, we've had over 51,000 patron downloads this year. And we've added 131,000 NLS titles to the World Intellectual Property Organization known as WIPO. We also have 13 new foreign languages that we have also included. And on something that has surprised us in a wonderful way, because some of you have personally emailed me and called me to know how to get into this pilot, the refreshable Braille displays. We now have them in 37 states and growing. Over 4,000 are now distributed, and by the end of the year, we hope to have an additional 6,000 deployed. And the expectation has gone beyond what we could have ever imagined. It is absolutely stunning, and with that, we are reporting that also to the Library of Congress and to Congress itself, who is also aware. We have eased access for the reading disabled. We now serve over 10,000 reading disabled individuals, a 50% increase to our service. And we also have duplication on demand, where you can have one cartridge with multiple titles. That's going to be a cost-efficient item and also a space-saving item for our network libraries. For the future, here's what we're thinking. We have, in a sense, some updates that we're going to do to BARD when it comes to microservices. We also are doing things with large print and embossed Braille and tactile and graphic, in a sense, displays will be things of the future. For those who have been waiting for us to research and hopefully develop something that's really going to be probably a game changer, but it takes some time, we are working to research a smart speaker, an Alexa for you to simply audibly say, "Alexa, I'd like to have," and it becomes available for the future. It is taking us some time, but we still are in a positive mode of looking to see when that will become available. We're also expanding our collections. In other words, we also are having wonderful outreach efforts and partnerships, such as, again, as I said, with the United States Postal Service. And of course, one of our biggest and most proud items is doing what we are doing with the Veterans Administration in the form of a VA rapid sign-up, which we hope to help more people who, in a sense, have unfortunately had vision or impairment come to them to ensure that they understand that we are here to help assist in their quality of life. I would like to thank NFB for their continued support on an effort that has been going on, as I understand it, for over 20 years. For those who might not know, and again, this is just what my staff tells me, we once were on the Capitol complex in DC, and we were temporarily moved for a unique little reason. And unfortunately, 50 years later, we are still on that temporary move. And within that, we are looking through conversation and through Congress itself has the decision to decide if NLS will relocate back to the Capitol complex. Conversations continue. Things are very optimistic. And with that, I'd like to thank NFB for their support and their words and kindness. As I begin to close, I'd also like to thank and give you an update about an award that we give known as Library of the Year. And with that, our regional winner was going to be and is the Washington Talking Book and Braille Library in Seattle, Washington. And the sub-regional was the Pinellas County Talking Book Library in Clearwater, Florida. I'm quite sure that makes a lot of people happy, which is really wonderful and is a thing that we love to have every year. As I begin to close, I want you to know that we have a focus group that we are conducting from 12:30 to 1:30 in Gallery 4. We seek your input, your insight, your comment, and also if you'd like to sign up for any beta test that we're looking at with our NLS technology, because we want to hear from you. As I tell my staff, one of the things that's really important that they need to understand as I take the helm is we don't need to get it or worry about being right. We need to get it right. And that's very important in this business. I'm making my comments concise because we are closing closer to 12 o'clock. And since we are in an international food city, one thing I've learned is you do not come between people and their food. So, as they say here in New Orleans, let the good times roll.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you for being here.